Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I don't have dead penetration. I'm sorry. My mother still has COVID. We think. I don't know. I'm going to be buying a test. Testing her, testing me. I'm good. She's getting a little better. Maybe we're done with this, but he's got a compromised immune system. So, yeah. Hopefully, we'll get all this shit back to normal next week. He's also got some stuff I've talked about. I'm not going to reiterate it. But yeah, guys, it's just me for Leap of Faith. This is new. Being a dick ended for now. And Leap of Faith is done. So, I heard it's really good. Very impactful. Very good story. So, let's give it a shot. These girls look pretty hot anyway, right? So... Oh, okay. Chapter 1, Cinderella. Remember, this game is completely finished. You can get it on itch.io. And Patreon, of course. He's probably going to work on another game now. Dreams are weird. You go a long time without dreaming of anything. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, you have the most vivid dream. That's true, I remembered that. And it doesn't even make sense, because it's a flash from the past. Someone you haven't thought about in a long time. Somehow they come back. Or maybe they never left at all. What is your name? This will also be your name in the gallery. Leave blank for James. Nah, I'm good. Grim? Huh? That voice, so familiar. It can't be. She's gone. But it has to be. I can even smell that perfume. The distinct smell of rose and jasmine. Steph? But what? Long time no see. Very long time. What? Why are you here? Why did you give up on me? I never gave up on you. You left me. You gave up on me. I have no idea what you're talking about. We were having the time of our life. Or so I thought. Because the next day you were gone. You disappeared without a trace. Without a word or hint. I searched everywhere. Then you gave up on me. What was I supposed to do? It's not that important. This is your dream. We don't have to talk. When there's so many other things we can do. Doorbell. Okay. No, no, no. Please. Come back. Phew. Oh, you started. Don't mind me. I'm just getting warmed up. So, do you want to watch or join in? Not all the doorbells in the world could keep me away from you now. Wait. What? Doorbells? Damn it. Oh well, that dream is long gone now. Yeah, hold your horses, I'm on my way. Hi there, Grim. Yes, that's me, looking like a fucking underwear model. I have a package for you here. If you could just sign for it and show some ID, and I'll be on my way. Must be my new phone. Of course. Sure thing. That's all I need. Have a nice day now. The package? By your feet. Goodbye. I'll check out my phone after a quick shower. I'm reeking? Ah, best way to start the day. Freshly showered. But that dream. Why would I dream of Steph? I haven't seen her in almost 2 years now. Not since she disappeared, or left without a trace, that is. I don't even seem to mind, like, man booty, because I've seen so much of the boys in the past couple of weeks. They just show male nudity, like, all over the place. It's crazy. It's like you don't even notice it anymore. It used to be like, alright, man's ass, I don't want to see it. Now it's different. It's weird. I guess that's how dreams work anyway, and I shouldn't put too much into it. But what I should do is try to get out more. I've been spending way too much time indoors lately. On the positive side, I've gotten into pretty good shape. No girlfriend means lots of time for training. And for who I am as a person. Shape your personality. Some choices you make in game will shape your personality. They won't change your outcome, but add some flavor to the story. And in some cases, they unlock completely new scenes. The first one is a freebie. Later ones come as a result of your actions. So do you want to be flirty, romantic, or athletic? I like flirty. I'm not gonna be churned. My quick comebacks are always charming. So there's really nothing holding me back other than myself. Anyway, I should check out the phone and set it up properly. Your phone logs your story as you progress. Characters and their infos are added automatically. If you want to, you can skip the phone tutorial. Let's do the phone tutorial. We'll do it quick. Sometimes we'll notify you. You can click on the phone. Other times the phone is hidden but still available. Hover the mouse over the spot shown on the screen. Oh, it's over here. It is up here like being a dick. Hover the mouse over the spot shown on the screen to see it, or click B on your keyboard. I'm not going to do all that. As you might have noticed, the phone also shows the current time. Remember this when you have tasks or opportunities with a deadline. Oh, shit. Opportunities with a deadline. That's a new one. Got Stephanie and Grim. But I thought... My ex. Been a few years since we broke up, but I can't bring myself to delete her from my contacts. I dreamt about her. No idea why. I haven't thought about her in years. This is me, starting fresh. Blank page, you might say. Let's try and fill it. My new phone arrived. It's a bit empty right now, but I will add new contacts and photos as I meet new people. What else we got? Tasks? A gallery? Camera? Nuke? What if that's supposed to be? As you might have noticed, the phone also shows the current time. Remember this when you have... Okay, we talked about that. Sometimes you can use the camera for capturing those special moments. Those moments are shown by the phone popping up with this notification. Most times you can skip them, though sometimes you have to take a photo to progress. But to progress, let's try it. Click on the phone or press B. What am I doing, bro? True masterpiece indeed. Every picture you take or receive is saved on the gallery on your phone. This concludes the tutorial. Enjoy the story. Well, enough goofing around. I'm hungry. Hey, man. Finally got your phone, eh? Hey, Chris. As we speak, actually. I just turned it on. Well, I have some very important news for you. What? This is big news, okay? Anne? Hello? I'm waiting for you to guess. Will you spill it already? That new place, Metronome, is having a pre-opening tomorrow. I know, but there's no way we can get tickets to... And I got us 2 tickets! Really? Are you sure it's actual tickets and not some fake black market shit? You know me, I always get the best stuff. Well, yes, that's why I'm making sure. Haha, don't worry. We were doing some electrical installation there, and they gave my boss some tickets. I had to work the graveyard shift, but it's so worth it. Wow, I'm impressed. So you want to be my date for the evening? I'm in. If you stop referring to it as a date, that is. Sure thing, honey. By the way, I'm about to stuff my face. I could eat a horse right now. You want to join in? Sure, I was just about to raid the fridge anyway. Eating out sounds better. The usual spot? Let's try the new McKenzie instead. You know where, right? Sure, see you there in a few. There he is. Hey, man. Bro, your hair. Nice, eh? I went to the hairdresser and asked her to do something trendy. It's gray. Silver. I can't stop staring at it now. You are taking the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing to a completely new level. Chris and his trusty companion, the Grey Fox. It's a gray zone. Are you done yet? Just order me a regular meal, will you? Hey waiter, there's a gray hair in my soup. There's some good food in here though. You mean cheap food. Yeah, that too. We got a juicy burger. Chicken nuggets. Coffee? One regular for you and a triple deluxe for me. Oh. Grim? Grim? Sorry, got lost in that hot chick on my 12. Don't look. Your eagle eye spot on, my friend. Good catch. That's not what don't look means. Why would I not look? She's very nice, though. There, food's ordered. How much? Nah, food's on me. Let's go find a place while we wait for it. Why don't you have a chat with her? That girl back there? Nah, this isn't the time or place. And my confidence is at all-time low at the moment. Since Steph, it's been kind of downhill for me. Yeah, look, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. You know it's been several years since Steph, and I'm saying this with all the best intentions, bro. You gotta move on. I have. And how many girls have you been with since Steph? None. Thank you for proving my point. Anyway, how long were you with her? 3 years? 2 years, 10 months, 3 days. Really, dude? You know the exact number of days. Yeah, I know. I don't forget these things so easily. Deep down inside, you're waiting for her, you know? There's this part of you that hopes that someday you'll meet her somewhere completely random. Then you'll look into each other's eyes, the world will melt away, and it'll go back to the way things were. But I'm telling you, that is not gonna happen. Even if it does, it won't right the past. And right now, it's really cramping your style. You are brutally honest, by the way. That's how you tell good friends from bad ones. He's right. I appreciate it, I really do. But for now, let's just have a nice meal. As I see it, you have a golden opportunity here. That girl you were ogling just now. The burger chick? Exactly. I'll help you catch up on your women's skills. Loosen you up a bit, Chris. But you deserve some fun, bro. You're single, handsome, and fun. Live a little. You know, let me help you a bit. And I'm not taking no for an answer. Nah, I'm fine. Let's just... This is not a good moment for me to get feelings for anybody. Who knows if she's got an angry boyfriend somewhere. And lastly, you and the words women's skills do not belong in the same sentence. You lost me at nah. But seriously, there's a hot chick right over there. I'm not talking about feeling sex or whatever. Just get out of that cave and enjoy yourself. Meet new people. Open up a little. Have some fun, you know? I'll pass. That sounds like a yes to me. Don't worry. Chris got your back. You can thank me later. Excuse me, miss? What is he doing? Oh, no. Really, Chris? Talk to her. So? I'm sorry, miss. I believe you've been caught up in my friend's mischief, just as I have. He's trying to set me up with you. Interesting. He's right on one account, though. You look stunning. I know I'm gonna get shit for this, but I actually do like the little piercing in her lip. This is the most common burger shop in the world where I happen to work. I probably smell like greasy fries and burgers. I'm wearing a uniform designed to remove any individualism I might have. And you still find me fascinating? It's not about the clothes or place. It's how you light up your surroundings by just being here. Flattering complete strangers is walking a thin line between cute and creepy. I meant no offense at all, miss. I just wanted to know that you put a smile on my face, and hopefully by me saying so, we'll put a smile on yours as well. Well, damn, that's fucking hallmarky, isn't it? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say you're not a creep. Thank you for your nice words, and you're not so bad yourself either. Although, I'll have to get back to the counter now. No problem. Can you just slap my friend Chris on the way there? Just tell him it's from Grim. Tempting, Grim. Real tempting. But I need this job. Laughs. And the name's Kira, by the way. Nice to meet you, Kira. Ta-da! That went okay, I guess. But Chris is right. Maybe I should play my flirty side a bit more. Part of my personality, after all. So, how did it go? To be honest, I have no idea. It's hard to get a read on her. But I guess it went as good as it can go, considering the circumstances. Well, she didn't slap you. Yeah, there's that. But I guess the real question is, what on earth did you say to her? Now, wouldn't you like to know? You aren't gonna tell me, are you? Nope. Anyway, her name is Kira. She sounds really nice. But she didn't give me any means of contacting her. Don't worry, you know where she works. Or I could just head over to her again and... Nope, just know, I'll fucking handcuff you to the table. Kinky. Yeah, I knew that would get your juices flowing. I'm so full, I'm starting to feel a bit cheesy. No wonder, you went for the triple deluxe. It fills you up, it's good in my book. Don't clap on that, that's how I feel about food. Hey, filled me up, that was the fucking purpose, ain't it? Like, isn't the purpose of eating to be full? I don't know, maybe it's just me? Are you an ass man or a breast man? Seriously? I've got to know your M.O. This is a pivotal moment. So I know what we have to work with here. Just humor me. So are you an ass man or a breast man? Ooh, wow. I prefer asses. I prefer breasts. Personality. Not telling you that. I've always been a boob guy. Grim, are you gonna pick breasts in every game? No, I'll switch it up. Because if they keep asking me this question in all these games, I'll switch it up. Can't go wrong with breasts. Got it. I'm looking forward to Metronome tomorrow. So, if I pick ass, do they give me like this... This woman with a fucking giant ass where their name is... Anastasia or something? I don't know. Bad joke, I know. Fuck yeah, it's gonna be an event of the century. Oh, and can you hold on to the tickets? You know me, I'll probably lose them. Sure thing. But anyway, I need to hit the can. Yeah, I better be going too. But why don't you drop by my place tomorrow before we go for some starter beers? Starter beers? Sure, around 8. Works for me. Later. Laters. New task. Chris is coming over tomorrow at 2000. Shit. Military time? Really? Leaving? Hey, Kira. Much as I'd like to stay here with you for the rest of the day, I really should get going. Things to do? Places to see? More about the smell of burgers and fries getting overwhelming after a while. Don't remind me, I still got a few hours of work left. Hey, at least you've got Fat Frappies. They are the highlight of your menu. Oh, that didn't sound very good. Fat Frappies? That sounds like somebody jizzed in my coffee. I don't want jizz in my coffee. And still you didn't order one? Cute face and observant. Huh, you've got a soft spot for sweet stuff, eh? It's a male thing, I guess. Hang on a second. little present for you. Well, isn't she nice? One fat frappy on me for the road. Now that's a good woman right there. Thank you very much. I dated a girl that worked at a pizza place. She used to bring me free pizza. That was great. Of course. I should have tried talking a bit more with her. She didn't seem to be bothered by me hitting on her, at least. Damn, well, that's the end of my body armor. Things are pretty good. Supposed to have all the minerals and shit, but they probably don't. Or it might have been that she really wanted to slap me. Why would she give me a freebie then? Unless she is very friendly. DP would like the soundtrack in this. I'm overthinking things as well. Alright. Hey man, you there? Sure, what's up? Wait, you took a picture of Kira's boobs? Of course, breast man. That was your preference, no? That's just creepy. At least you didn't follow her to the dressing room. Yeah, about that. I might just have. Those pictures were... Whoops. Those pictures were a bit better, though. What are you waiting for? Send them. Ah, gotcha. Of course I didn't. Now who's the creep? Time to lift the head and smile a bit more. Okay. My best friend, always there for me, and has been for years. He got us tickets for the pre-opening of Metronome. Chris tried setting me up with this girl, Kira, at the burger shop. Yeah, we know. Tess, Chris is coming over. Requires be home at 2000 or more. So what the hell can I do? Fuck off in this game? Music. Oh, James Forrest, Big White Ship. Okay. So we can find out who's playing. Time to lift the head and smile. Okay. Afternoon, ladies. Afternoon yourself. I'm really looking forward to Metronome now. It says call me. I think there's a number on there, brah. And with Chris by my side, it's bound to get interesting. Wait, what's this? Hell yeah. Call me, okay? Don't call 555. It's a help number. But, yeah, in this game... Oh, it says call me, okay? Oh, I love how she turned the O into a heart. That works for me. A lot of people say, God damn it, Grim, that's corny. No, it's fucking not. It's romantic and I like it. Is that... That was a nice surprise. Must be Kira. Maybe I should send her a message. Get in touch with Kira. Or I could go back for another fat frappy. Nah. Home sweet home. It's not much, but I like it. Small and cozy. And it's all mine. Bought it another year ago. It was a real shithole. Looks nice, though. It's nicer than the fucking digs I got. I mean, I like where I'm at, but that is a really nice looking place. Really swanky, brother. But after a few months of hard work, it's like brand new again. Well, yeah, that hard work, that's another thing. Though I should buy myself a new couch. This is so bad, it's tragic. Yeah, that couch, brother. I mean, where's your pillow? Your head gonna be just... Gonna have a big old creak in it every time. I hated that shit, man, because I've done that. That fucks up your neck, too. I should check out my phone. Or maybe, time for a little nap. I'm drowsing here. Maybe we'll dream again. Reply to Kira's message. Required. Best fat frappy I've ever had. Secret admirer. She's probably working now. Let's wait. Message again. She got back to you. So, Mr. Secret Admirer, you busy? Nah, relaxing at home. How come? I just got off work and I'm bored. Want to hang out for a bit? You have other plans? Sure thing. Stroll in the park, maybe? Yeah. Actually, I have a better idea. A friend of mine is opening a new bowling alley downtown. You want to check it out with me? What's with all these chicks in bowling? Like, I don't know. I was watching that movie with the doll, like, and they went bowling there too. The chicks dig bowling? Because the only thing I remember about bowling is a married with children Al would always kind of sneak off to the bowling alley to get away from his wife. But now I'm hearing a lot of these chicks, let's go to the bowling alley. Hey, you want to go bowling? I don't even know people that fucking bowl anymore. We got a bowling alley here, and I don't know if anybody uses it. I don't even know if it's still open. We had one. I mean, things close in this town all the time. It's almost like a ghost town with a casino. Actually, I have a bet. Okay, yeah. I'd love to. Let's bowl. Where? It's on Main Street. Top floor of the plaza. Red door. You can't miss it. See you there in 30? See you there. I should get ready. Well, that was a lovely surprise. Seems I have plans for tonight then. But 30 minutes, I should really get going. Hopefully this is right. Big red door at the top of the plaza. Bro, that looks like the door to a strip club. There she is. I ain't no bowling alley I ever did see. Where's the damn lanes? And with her friend, it seems. Oh. Robin. Hi there, Kira. Mr. Frappy. No, don't go hardcore, Mr. Man. Handshake. Glad you could join me. This hottie is Robin, the backbone of my life. Oh, Robin, meet Grim. Grim here gave me points for a charming personality at work today. We're not gonna look at Kira's boobs right quick. Let's just say hi to Robin. Nice to meet you, Robin. What? Pleasure's all mine, Grim. Ooh, she's cute. So I invited him for an evening of bowling. Where's the lanes? Looks like alcohol, and I didn't even know that you could serve alcohol in a bowling alley. Hold on a second. I gotta Google this. Do they serve alcohol in bowling alleys? I thought it was just a place for, like, families to bowl and shit. Beer, cocktails, and wine. They do serve alcohol. I just don't know if you can have that kind of alcohol. That looks like some damn vodka, whiskey. Oh, that looks all like vodka. It looks like a row of vodka. So, I mean, if you want to get fucked up on the lane, you can. I didn't know they sold alcohol there. The ones I went to ain't never had alcohol. Sure thing, knock yourselves out. Okay, good. The point system is offline, though, so you have to play for fun or keep tabs manually. Thank heavens for that. Bowling not for you? Who knows? I've never tried it before. Don't worry about it. We'll just do a few rounds for the fun of it. I have to give you credit. This place is awesome. I put a lot of money and work into it. Now it's finally down to the home stretch. We're opening in 2 days, so feel free to drop by. Plaza Bowling opens in 2 days at 20 o'clock. Man, everything opens at... Everything is 20 o'clock. What the hell time is 20 o'clock? It's like, Grim, are you going to Google something every 5 goddamn minutes? I'm going to try not to. Eight o'clock p.m. 8 o'clock. That's what 2000 is. Don't mind if I do. As long as Kira can teach me the moves today, I won't look like a complete fool then. No sweat. You'll be a bowling pro in no time with me in your corner. And we won't play for points anyway. It was nice meeting you, Robin, and thank you for letting us play. No problem, really, Grim. By the way, you want a drink? Oh, that sounds nice. He'll be right there, Kira. You can tell a lot about the man by the drinks he orders. Cocktail or mocktail on the house. The fuck is a mocktail? I don't want no beer. I don't drink no bread water. Cocktail sounds perfect right now. Which one? Kamikaze. Give me some alcohol. Can't go wrong with Kamikaze. Trendy guy. Likes the people praise him for his good taste. Doesn't mind hooking up for a one-nighter. That was your assessment based on my drink of choice? Yup. Kira, you want cock or mock? Cock! Of course she does. So Grim, you seem like a good guy. At least I try to be. Is it working? Well, you're charming, so that's a good start. But jokes aside, you see, me and Kira go back quite a while. We've always been very straightforward with each other and everybody else. So you answer one question, I'll give you the best advice you can possibly get about her. Sound fair? No harm in that, I suppose. Shoot! Okay, that's a promise then. I guess it is. Do you want to fuck Kira today? Oh, that's straight to the point! Don't back up now, big boy. Isn't it so much more fun than chatting about the weather? For you, maybe, asking the questions. This date too early? This isn't a date? Of course I'd like to fuck her. I'm looking to have a little bit of fun without commitments, and she seems to want that too. Okay. I'll play along. Huh? Never mind. But what's the advice? If you find out that you really like her, say no today. Anyway, here are the drinks. 2 cocktails. Enjoy yourself, Grim. Thanks, Robin. And also for that piece of advice, I can tell you care about a lot about her. Yeah, I do care a lot about Kira. But believe me, that advice was with your best interest in mind, not hers. Is she gonna stab me? Is it gonna get hardcore? Ready to kick my ass? You betcha. Here's one drink for you. Cheers, then. Cheers. So you've never bowled before? Nope, never. But I thought it was a good time as ever to try something new. Worst case scenario, I make a fool out of myself. I promise I will not laugh. Unless you really fuck up. And who knows, you might be a natural. Normally I'm a fast learner, but baby steps, please. You bowled a lot? I used to bowl all the time. My family owned a bowling alley, and I spent a lot of time there growing up. Then I moved to the city, and it kind of died out. Well, I'll try to be a good student. It looks fun. I've always wanted to try. Sure, come here and let's get started. We won't play for points anyway. Oh, before I forget, let me put on some good music. I love Lexi. Lexi who? Come on, let's bowl. So find yourself a bowling ball where the holes fit your fingers and you're comfortable with its weight. Next, you try to find the optimal starting position about 3 steps from the line. And you hold the ball up like this. Then you move forward, left foot first. And during those 3 steps forward, you bring the bowling ball back. Then swing forward and throw on three. You would get it in a few tries, I promise. Let me show you. And pay attention to my movement, not my ass. Of course, whistle! Of course. Trying to distract me? Maybe. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Damn! Strike! Sounds hard, looks easy. You're next. Something with 3 steps and let go of the ball. Nailed it. Are you okay? I'll live. Scarred for life though. A little break? Yes, please. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I am, actually. Nice company, good drinks, learning something new. And you? I didn't quite know what to think when you came up with that lame pickup line earlier. But I thought, why not have a little fun? And you know, you're not so bad, Grim. And no groping the ass or breast yet or indecent propositions. Maybe I've been looking at your boobs. Men react to boobs. At least you don't stare. You take a peek and that's fine. Well, at least she knows these things. Problem is when you have to wave your arms to get eye contact. And it's not like I'm peeking at your sexy ass anyway. I don't have a sexy ass. No, you don't have confidence. No, you don't have confidence, but you do have a sexy ass. Glad you like it then. Not bad for a first time bowling. You're improving fast. Yeah, that's kind of my trademark. I tend to learn quickly. That also apply to sex? Sorry, these drinks hit me hard. I'm overstepping. No, don't worry. I find you refreshing. Refreshing? Like fucking cool mountain spring water? Been a while. Well, I guess you could say I'm out of practice. So, boy meets girl. Great relationship. Girl leaves boy. Boy grieves for way too long? You could say that. But then the day comes when you decide to move on. You mean, today? It's that obvious, huh? How about you? I hardly know anything about you. You already know more than you think. Got that crappy job you already know about, which pays way too little. Meaning, I compensate by working shitloads to cover my expenses. My off-work hours, I try to meet new people and do fun stuff. Not one for cuddling under the blanket with an evening of flicks, eh? Sure, that too, but most of the time I'm searching for anything fun. Anything from camping, hanging out with friends, meeting new ones, clubbing. Like Metronome tomorrow? Yeah, like any normal person would ever get a hold of those tickets. Are you saying I'm not normal? Sure, you're pulling my leg. Holy shit, you are not pulling my leg. I am so envious right now. Chris did some work there and got tickets. That goofy friend from earlier? That's the one. Yeah, I know he's goofy. He's got a heart of gold, though. I can try talking to him and see if he might have an extra ticket for you if you'd like. You would do that for me? Sure, I'll message him right away. I hope you got an extra, I'll pay even. He'll never accept any payment, though. Damn, no signal. I can try connecting to that hotspot. Connecting. 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 Nah, it's taking too long. No signal in here. I'll have to message him afterwards. It's getting a bit late after all. We should probably call it. I'll just do one more before we head out, and you can get another look at my cute behind. I would never. Oh. Got a picture of that ass. What the? Grim? Oh, someone kill me. Laughs. Makes deep voice. I would never. Yeah, listen, I'm sorry about that. Let me help you up. Apology accepted. Oh, yeah, I knew that was gonna happen. That's why I went in for the kiss. That's a bunch of points, mister. Shit, I'm getting horny. Listen, don't... I just made this awkward. That is one humongous butt, though. Will you... punches. Ouch! Anyway, now that I've obviously connected my phone to the big screen, maybe we should take a more decent picture? We should. Say cheese! Do you like me to walk you home? I'd love that. Don't turn down. This is me. Thanks again for the bowling lesson. Hope you had as much fun as I did. Good night, Kira. Would you like to come in? Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'd like that. Fuck. My desires get the best of me. I shouldn't have. Not tonight. It's okay, but thank you for the vote of confidence. You know, women are weird as shit. And this game really does show it. Well, you know, oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. Oh, you know, you can come in. Oh, no, no. Well, am I coming or going? The man's like, what am I to do? I don't know. It's okay, but thank you for the vote of confidence. Good night, Grim. What the fuck am I doing? I don't know. I want to know. A few drinks and a nice guy, and I forget everything. Everyone. I had a nice evening with Kira. Even got to kiss her. Not bad for a lazy evening of bowling. New single from Lexi out now. Getting invited to stay was a nice surprise, but why the sudden change of mind? Whoop, you gotta fix that spelling error, mister. Maybe it's because before this morning, she didn't even know who I was. I'll sit down at the bus stop for a bit. Can I just enjoy the sounds of the city or jump on... Hold on. Can just enjoy the sounds of the city or jump on the bus if there's one coming. Oh, there's someone here. Ooh. City bus line runs 24 hours. Real-time bus arrival information. That's a lot of fives. I'll just sit down. Hope I'm not intruding. Bro, you're not even close to her. There's something about her, though. Can't quite put my finger on it. Looks like she has this black cloud over her head. She might. I'll try talking with her, I guess. Hopefully she doesn't find me intimidating. What? Don't be that fucking cocky, brother. Nice evening. Nice evening? Huh? Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I was only looking for a little chat. It's a little weird out of the blue. It's okay. I like it too. I've always enjoyed the atmosphere in the evenings. Perfect way to calm down. She seems quiet. Maybe she doesn't want me to speak to her. But something tells me I should. Probably nowhere. Where are you heading? Nowhere, really. You're not in trouble, are you? No. waiting for someone? You do ask a lot of questions. Sounded a bit like an I guess it sounded a bit like an interrogation. She'll sit down. That was the right way to handle it. You know, I'm awful at small talk. That much I could tell. Thank you for letting me practice on you. Small laugh. I have to admit that there is a little instinct inside me that just wants to make sure you're okay. That's called a man's protective instinct. We're supposed to have that. I know I seem a bit off. Anything I could help you with? No. But I'm okay now. So you already helped. And your voice is soothing, so feel free to say whatever. No. I'm gonna ask her if she needs money. We're not that kind of guy. I can relate to that. Sometimes it's the company and not the words that matter. Yeah, this might come completely out of the blue. You wouldn't happen to have any booze? What? That's why I don't give her money. They gave you an option to give her money, and then she's asking about alcohol. Man, that's pretty realistic. Sorry, I don't. I had some plans, but now I feel like I'm getting wasted instead. Well, damn, what happened to you? There's always nightclubs you can go for plenty of booze. Too many people. Jeez, have you ever been really, really depressed? Not like sad about something, but so overwhelming that you don't even know how to feel. Everybody has depression at some point. If they say otherwise, they'd be lying. So I have this friend. She means the world to me. She even sacrifices her own well-being just to make sure I'm good. Sounds like a good friend. Yeah, she is, but sometimes I wish she would just forget about me for a second and do something for herself. Like the other day, we were going shopping because she needed new shoes. And she goes, "But these shoes are perfect for you, Cece. I'm buying them for you." So I end up with new shoes, and she goes home empty-handed, smiling like she won the lottery. I'm sure she treasures you just as much as you do her. I guess. Cece, is it? Yes. Beautiful name. I'm Grim. By the way, it's a good look on you. What is your smile? What's the catch? Me saying your smile looks good on you doesn't come with a catch. It means you have a beautiful smile. Which I'm gonna be honest with you, some women do look absolutely amazing when they smile. I mean, I'm sorry, it's true. See a good woman, oh, I love it when you smile. I don't know why men react like that, but it's very popular, very common. Thank you. But whatever is going on with you and your friend, I hope you figure it out and stay well. There it is again. And I'm boring you. No, you're not. It's just been a long day. Your voice is really soothing. Okay. This is a little different than being a dick. If you don't have a place to stay, I can help you. You can spend the night at my place if you need to. No, I don't do that. Fuck me, I didn't mean it that way, but you're right. It came out all wrong. Sorry. It's fine, but I should get going. Me too, I don't think there's a bus coming anyway. There isn't. Last bus of the day was at midnight, just before you came. Oh, you weren't waiting for the bus? Nah, just relaxing. Like me, then. Maybe I'll meet you again someday. Maybe. Take care. Here we go again. It's the next day. At least no dream of Steph this night. Yeah, at least no Dream of Steph last night. That must be good, or... But I had fun bowling with Kira yesterday. Made a fool out of myself, but she didn't seem to mind. If anything, she seemed charmed by it. Speaking of... Okay. Kira's friend seems like they have a long history. She told me to be nice to Kira before bowling. This mysterious girl I met at the bus stop, something about her. Okay. Chris is coming over. Answer Kira before 12 o'clock today. Listen, about last night, I had a lot of fun and I'm sorry about the way the evening ended. For forcing myself onto you, just to leave you hanging. Just wanted to let you know. At least she ignored the 24-hour- hold on, I think I did that wrong. Speaking of... At least she ignored the 24-hour rule. That must be good news for me, but I haven't texted Chris yet. Maybe he can get a hold of the extra ticket. It's past 10. Of course I'm awake. Wait for reply. Oh my god, what the fuck? How did that happen? I'll tell you all about it later when you get here. Just thought you might enjoy that. Enjoy, I'm so fucking happy for you right now. You don't even know. Finally, you're back. Look, I have to ask you this. I promised Kira I would ask you if the boss of yours got a third ticket for her? Do you have any idea how hard these are to come by? Sorry, I promised her I'd ask. No problem, it's fine. Just promised her I'd ask you. Yeah, you just get ready for tonight. Let's rock this joint. Well, that settles it. No extra tickets, unfortunately. I better get back to Kira. Thank you. At least I feel better now. Tried checking if I could get extra ticket for Metronome for you today, but unfortunately no luck, sorry. Don't worry about it, I didn't have any real expectations knowing how hard they are to come by. But you have fun though, go get them girls. Thanks, enjoy yourself as well, sweetie. Flattery would get you everywhere. That settles that. Now I just have to kill time until he gets here. I come bearing gifts! I mean, a shitload of beer. We're going all in? Man, he is dressed to the nines, isn't he? You betcha. Man, he looks like the goddamn Monopoly man. This is an interesting choice of attire. Amazing, right? And a bargain at the 10 buck store. I bet. 2-for-1 offer, maybe? Oh, shut up and drink, Gray Fox. Don't mind if I do. I'll go put these in the fridge. That is one smooth beer. I know, we're gonna get hammered. Off some beer, brah? How much do I owe you for the beer? Fuck you, man. Friends don't charge for beer. Although, you might have to carry me home later on. So you and Kira, eh? It was a nice evening. Oh no, you're not getting away that easily. It was worth a try. Well, it started with me leaving Mackenzie yesterday after our lunch. And then I walked her home and, well, we might just have kissed. You have no idea how glad I am to hear that, man. I thought I'd lost you for a while there, but damn, it's good to see you back. I guess so. So, you want to take it further with Kira? Or is this just a fling thing? Don't think it'll become a thing, but she's got a hot body and seems willing, so maybe friends with benefits material. Yep, you're definitely back. A toast for you, man, to the new and improved you. Cheers! Then she says, maybe we should take a break. And 2 days later, she calls me and freaks out because I never call her visitor. Women. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Drink to that. Some of us, you know, we get the plastic ones, but you still got one. Chris, get your ass into gear. The taxi's already here. Meter's running. But I just opened a new beer. I can't just not drink it. Chug it or leave it. Oh, excuse me. But remember what happened last time you chugged? Oh boy. I think I got it. I'm ready. Holy shit, we're really here. Okay, guys, and this is where we're gonna break Leap of Faith for today. It's been interesting. It's a completely different story. It's not college. She's a grown adult. This is neat. You know, these aren't all college games. So I like this story. I can relate to it a little more because I'm not college, obviously. And there's some interesting stuff going on. Like, we have this girl that was depressed and got the chick in the bowling alley. And there's that chick that, you know, serves the alcohol. She was really cute, by the way. I was almost going to put that I was interested in her, but I didn't. Probably would have changed the story up a little bit. But that's the fun thing about these games. You can go back and make different choices, you know. Just, you can't do that in life, but you can do that in these games. And that's pretty cool. Alright, so this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Leap of Faith, and we'll see you next time with more Leap of Faith on Grimm's Adult Games Corner.